Blog Talk Radio.
Jesus, draw me ever nearer as I labor through the storm. Have called me to this passage, and I'll follow, though I'm worn. May this journey bring a blessing. May I
to God. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. We thank the Lord for his presence tonight. We just give God praise, all honor, and glory. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio Show tonight, amen. You're tuning in to the Eagles of Flight Hour. I'm Apostle Marcus Dupree. And we're prophecy Dupree. Thank God for her as well. And we thank God for each and every one of you who took time to chime in tonight. We appreciate each and every week of those who take time and call in and chime in to let the Lord, you know, begin to become here with the dust of the Lord. And so we just thank God for the opportunity to minister, to bring the word of God to you. And we just celebrate Jesus tonight. Amen. And let's pray. Father, we thank you right now in the name of Jesus, oh God. We give you praise, give you honor and glory. This is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Thank you for your divine presence tonight, Lord God. You are God, and besides you, there is no other. And we thank you for leading us, guiding us, and all the steps of your word. And we thank you, Lord God, as we come into this place with you tonight, Lord God. We come adhering to your word, be ready to receive tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we thank you for the pouring in, the breaking forth, the breaking through in Jesus' name. And we thank you for the word, the sound of the trumpet. As the sound is released tonight, Lord God, let the word, Lord God, come forth with power and conviction in Jesus' name, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. We deny ourselves, Lord God. We allow you to have recourse in Jesus' name. So, Lord God, we thank you for the impartation of the word tonight, and we thank you for the infiltrating of into our hearts, oh God. Let your word begin to work inside of us, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God. So we thank you for even this moment, this time that we have with you, Lord, as we continue to embrace your presence tonight. Lord, thank you for your words to causing change to happen. It's your word that is to bring forth the change, oh God. Thank you. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, there's none like you, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, oh God, we thank you for the impartation of the word tonight. Thank you for our awesome experience in your word. Thank you for the breaking forth, breaking through in Jesus' name. Minister to our hearts, Lord God, as we are open to receive, open to hear. Lord God, do a great work, Lord God. And we thank you in advance for what you're about to do. So, Lord, thank you right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God, as our hearts are open to receive, Lord God. Thank you for your word. As you know exactly where we are tonight, each and every one of us are. You know how to pinpoint us. You've already picked someone in the GPS. You've already scoped us out. Lord, thank you for your word tonight, finding us right where we are in Jesus' name. So, Lord God, we thank you right now in the name of Jesus, God. Jesus, increase that I decrease now. Jesus, increase that I decrease now. Jesus, increase that I decrease now. Lord God, have your way tonight as we open to hear, open to receive. Lord God, do what you desire to do tonight. And we thank you in advance. Give you all the praise, give you all the honor and the glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Let the house say amen. 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 We're going to ask you to turn with us to 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and also Mark chapter 2. 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and Mark chapter 2. Amen. And we will start at verse 1, 2 Corinthians chapter 4. Amen. Therefore, seeing we have this ministry, and we have received mercy, we faint not, but have renounced the hidden things of dishonesty, not walking in craftiness, handling the word of God deceitfully, but by manifestation of the truth, commending ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God. But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. For we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your servants for Jesus' sake. For God commanded the light to shine out of darkness, have shined in our hearts, to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. We are troubled on every side, yet not distressed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed. Always bearing about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our body, for which we live all are always delivered unto the death for Jesus' sake, that the life of Jesus may be made manifest in our mortal flesh. So death worketh in us, but life in you. Amen. And Mark chapter 2 says, and again, verse 1, and again he entered into Capernaum after some days, and it was noised that he was in the house. And straightway many gathered together, insomuch that there was no room to receive them, no, not as much as about the door. And he preached the word unto them. And they come unto him, bringing one of the palsy, which was born afore. And when they could not come nigh unto him for the press, they uncovered the roof where he was. And when they had broken it up, they let down the bed wherein the sick of the palsy lay. When Jesus saw their faith, he said unto the sick man, to the sick of the palsy, Son, thy sins be forgiven thee. Amen. Tonight, we want to talk to you from the subject of the press, pressure, and the breaking. Amen. Glory to God. Lord, thank you for your word tonight. Amen. The press, the pressure, and the breaking. Glory to God. As we get into this word, I want to look at the definition of press. And as we get into pressure, I want to look at those two right quick. Amen. Press means a crowd or crowded condition, thronging or crowding forward or together, an apparatus or machine by which a substance is cut or shaped by impression of a body is taken, a material or compression. Pressure is applied to body. Liquid is expressed. I like that one. Okay. Or a cutting tool is fed into the work by pressure. I like that. All right. A building containing presses, or a business using presses. A closet cupboard. Okay. An action of pressing or pushing pressure. An aggressive pressuring defense employed, or a properly smooth and creased condition of a freshly pressed garment. Okay, so we got the general thing, but I want to look at back of that verse 2. An apparatus or machine by substance is cut or shaped, and an impression of a body is taken, a material is compressed, pressure is applied to a body, liquid is expressed, or a cutting tool is fed into the work by pressure. All right. That word pressure, if you go look at the word pressure, we're working on something. All right. The weight or force that is produced when something presses or pushes against something else. The action of pressing or pushing against something. The weight of the air in the Earth's atmosphere, okay, the burden or physical or mental stress, the constraint of circumstance, the weight of social economic imposition. Okay, one last one. Application of force. The application of force to something by something else to direct contact with it. Amen. I like that one. The application of force to something by something else in direct contact with it. Amen. That's compression. Amen. Amen. The action of a force against an opposing force. The force or thrust exerted over a surface divided by its area. All right. So we got the general idea there, but I'm going to focus back on a couple of verses. The very first one, the weight or force that is produced when something presses or push against something else. And then I'm going to look at the one, the application of force to something by something else in direct contact with it. Compression. Now, I'm going to move from this verse scripture here because I'm reminded of Jesus. And let's go to Matthew 26. I'm going to come back to the original text at a time here. But right now, let's flow with the Spirit of God. Matthew 4 and verse 36. So keeping in mind, we're talking about the press, the pressure, and the breaking. Now, I wanted to make sure I mentioned if anyone who needed a prayer, or have a comment, you're welcome to call in the number 347-945-5416. Press 1 to get in the queue box. Okay. All right. Now we're going to move down to verse 36. Matthew 26, verse 36. Then cometh Jesus with them unto a place called Gethsemane, and saith unto the disciples, sit ye here while I go and pray yonder. And by the way, that word Gethsemane means oil press. Okay. And he took with him Peter and the two sons of Zebedee and began to be sorrowful and very heavy. Then saith he unto them, my soul is exceedingly sorrowful, even unto death. Tarry ye here and watch with me. And when he went a little further and fell on his face and prayed, saying, O Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as my will, but as thy will. And he cometh unto the disciples and find them asleep, and saith unto Peter, What could you not watch with me 1 hour? Watch and pray that you enter not into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. All right. So, as we begin to talk about this press, God has a purpose for the press. As we see here, the Gethsemane. Gethsemane means was again the oil press, oil press. In the press becomes the pressure. The pressure is applied. And when the pressure is applied, oil is produced. Let me say that again. In the midst of the press, pressure is experienced and it comes forth, is applied. In the midst of the application of pressure, the oil is released. One more time. In the press, in the midst of the press, you will find you have the pressure. The pressure is going to be applied. And with the application of the pressure, there will be oil released. See, we got to understand, if we're going to go anywhere in God, there's going to be times we're going to be pressed. Press is going to come. You have to enter the press. You can't see or experience the pressure or the breaking forth, unless you enter the press. Jesus had to come to this place in his ministry. He had to come to the place of the press. There was no way he could escape this part of the plan. Jesus had to go into Gethsemane. It was destined for him to go there. A lot of us right now, there's some of us who's listening right now, you are having to enter into your Gethsemane. You are in your place of the oil press, the press. And it feels very, very uncomfortable. You don't like it. It doesn't feel good. Matter of fact, it doesn't even sound good. It sounds ferocious. It looks bad. I say to you this. It may not feel good. It may not look good. It may not even sound good. It may not smell good. All that good stuff. But it is necessary for you to be in the press. If you're going to become anything in God, you're going to have to enter that press. There will be times in your walk, in those who are in ministry, you're going to enter that place of the press. There's no way you can get to where God wants you to be without entering to that place. You're going to go into your Gethsemane. That's going to be the place that you have to go in that's going to make you after it breaks you and after you die to self. And then you will live. You will have to face that place of the press. Amen. So when we're talking about this press, we got to understand it's a place of walk, a place in your walk with God where the pressure is going to be applied to you. It's going to be you. Every which way you turn is going to be like a Job moment. And as they were speaking, all of a sudden this, and as you were still speaking, all of a sudden this. And I mean, it's like one thing after another, after another, after another, after another, after another. It's like, God, when would this stop? But in those times, that's where we have to be rooted and grounded in God. See, a lot of things that are wiping some people out is because they want the blessing, but they don't want the pressing. Many people want the blessing, but they don't want the pressing. Many people want the blessing, but they don't want the pressing. You can't have the pressing without, you can't have the blessing without the pressing. You're going to have to go through some things. You're going to have to be tried, tested, and proved by God. Okay? All right. Now let's talk about the press for a second. Let's look at the press. All right, let's go to Deuteronomy chapter 8. I'm just touching this here a little bit. Verse 1, all the commandments which I command thee this day ye do observe to do, that you may live and multiply and go in. Someone say go in. And go in the land which the Lord sware to your fathers. And thou shalt remember all the way which the Lord God led thee these 40 years in the wilderness. See, A lot of us, our wilderness is our press. That wilderness experience is your press. That place where, you know, it was an odd place, it was a trying place, and some of us were right there right now to where it's awkward, you just can't wait for it to end, but you got to go through it because it's necessary and it's part of the process that you have to face. You cannot go through without this time of proving. Okay, we go forth 40 years in the wilderness. Listen to this. The Lord thy God led thee these 40 years. And a lot of times, as you see 40 years in the Bible, it's always a proving time. It rained 40 days and 40 nights with Noah. Jesus fasted 40 days and 40 nights. It was 40 days and 40 nights after Jesus was resurrected that he walked with the disciples before he was taken up. So 40 days, 40 in the Bible is a very significant number. It tells about a testing and a proving that's going to happen. Okay, so he goes on to say, the Lord thy God led thee these 40 years. So even in the midst, now listen to this, catch this, even in your 40 years or in your wilderness experience, God is still leading you. God is still ordering your steps. Even though it makes no sense what's happening, even though you feel the pressure on every side, even though you're ready to give up at any moment, even though you've had it up to here, God is still ordering your steps in his word. He led these 40 years in the wilderness, first of all, to humble thee. Because sometimes we think we got it, and God said, no, you don't have it. Without me, you're nothing. But let me show you how much you don't have it. And so he allows the things that happen in our life to humble us, okay? Then he says, and to prove thee. God needs to prove you. See, once again, many want the blessing, but they don't want the blessing. They don't want the experience of going through anything to prove out that you are who God says you are or that you can do what God says you can do. Or you can have what he said you can have. Jacob, I reminded Jacob, married two women and gave him 14 years of his life to servanthood to get the wife that he wanted. So, you know, he went to that extent just to get the wife that he wanted. He was willing to go through some stuff. Sometimes we are not willing, we're not hungry enough. There's some things that we have to go through sometimes. There's some challenges we're going to be faced, and we cannot get there or God can't elevate us without going through the proving. See, without the proving, you can't see where you are, and you sure don't know where you're going. The proving has to happen in order for God to let us see where we are, and then how far we got to go. But sometimes we think we're higher than we ought to be thinking. Sometimes God had to allow us to be sobered up by the proving. When the proving comes along, the proving is evidence in your face. It is what it is. He says also to know what was in thy heart. There's some things in our hearts that God is trying to get out. That God not only is trying to get out, but he needs to expose. There's some things in our heart that's good as well too. He wants to produce more of it. He wants us to begin to be pruned and nurtured in whatever way is good to bring out more good. But those areas that's not so good, he wanted to be exposed. He wanted to be nailed to the cross. And you will not know where you are until you're proven. See, sometimes you can take that person who God will send a person to your life or allow that person to come to your life that's going to get really up under your skin. And see, that person has the anointing to agitate you and to let you really see where you are. Either you're going to stand, you're going to crumble, fall, or just bow out. And God, he's willing to see a chance to see, let you see where you are. He says, okay, he says, humble you, improve you, to know what's in your heart. whether thou wouldst keep his commandments or no. See, because sometimes we want to obey God when it's convenient. Sometimes some of us have to be broken. Some of us have to go through some hard pressure times in order for us to really understand, look, you can't do this thing without God. Now, once again, if you want to have a question, comment, or prayer request, the number is 347-945-5416, 347-945-5416, press 1 to get in the cue box. Amen. So sometimes God's going to allow you to be pressed beyond your mess, beyond what you can deal with. He's going to press you, he's going to press you, he's going to press you. He's got a lot of pressure to come upon you because, see, remember, pressure breaks. When that pressure is applied, it's applied to you, produce something. Whenever God applies the pressure upon your life, it's not to kill you. Hear me when I say this. God never applies the pressure to your life to kill you. No. Because if he wanted to get rid of you, he just said, just give me that breath. That's it. God didn't have to wink hard for that to happen. But God, whenever God allows that pressure to come upon you, it's never to kill you, but it's always to make you. See, if Jesus didn't go through this oil press, he couldn't go through that most intense time of testing. He had to go into that place in the garden. And see, I like to remind people and mention, Jesus didn't die on the cross. Jesus died in that garden. He had to make up his heart and mind to die before he even died to death physically. See, by his will, he died. He said, is there another way we can do this? But nevertheless, if be thy will, let it be done. So even though he asked the question, Jesus didn't stop and wait for an answer. He pressed beyond himself and gave God the permission to do what he had to do. See, some of us, God is waiting on us right now to let him know and say for ourselves, God, you can do what you got to do. I'm not going to fight you any longer. I'm not going to try and avoid this place any longer. I'm not going to try and just act like I don't hear you when you call me to come closer. See, it comes to that place in God that we have to make a decision, not only make a decision, but purpose in our heart to do what does saith the Lord. And let me say this. Sometimes that pressure is coming out of sin. Sometimes that pressure is getting into your word daily. Sometimes that pressure is going on that job and withstanding all the persecution, standing against all the lying, and not quit your job and walk off the site because people made you mad. Listen, we have to stop reacting to the flesh and using a spiritual result. Excuse me. We have to stop reacting to the flesh. And I should say, in looking for a spiritual result. See, we can't let situations cause us to just act out and run off and quit, and then yet we expect God to bless us, to make us better, to make us stronger, but you just quit the process. I just want to say this, don't abort the process. Tell yourself, don't abort the process. Because sometimes when we in the midst of our going through, we're in the midst of our season, we're in the midst of our standing, and sometimes things get so hard, what do? We quit. God cannot bless your quitting. He cannot bless when you bow out. God needs us to stand in the press and receive the pressure in order to be made. If we stand under that pressure, we shall release the oil. See, all comes after the pressure is applied. Remember this, oil comes forth after the press and the pressure is applied. You can't get to the all without the press and the pressure. Those two are like husband and wife. You gotta go through it. You got to enter the press, and you have to be willing to go through and deal with the pressure. If you're not willing to go through the pressure, you are not fit for the kingdom. If you take your hands off the plow and look back and turn back, you're not fit for the kingdom. Because, see, listen, now think about it. In order for you to get behind a plow, you have to get behind a plow and you have to press forward. And as you're pressing forward, you're also applying pressure. In order for it to dig and till that ground the way it needs to be tilled. See, we got to understand that. We are like the ground. We have to be tilled. We're under the pressure constantly. How can God make you a soldier if you always How can God make you a warrior if you keep quitting under pressure? Think about it. The strength of a warrior is not determined if he enters the press and bows out. The true sign of a seasoned warrior, of someone with a ranking in the spirit, is their ability to handle the pressure without quitting. The more we learn to handle the pressure, the more God can trust us to elevate us. The more he can trust. Okay, let me say like this. Let me just say this. When God can trust us to enter the press and stand under the pressure and endure the pressure to that point of release comes, to now there's the oil. See, we can't, if we don't endure the pressure to the fullest, if we don't endure the pressure until that appointed time, there cannot be the releasing of the oil. My God. God cannot properly release the oil if we don't stand under the pressure. And when the pressure gets high, we like to bow out and cry and whine. And see, God allowed you. He knew what he was doing. He allowed you to stand under pressure. And sometimes God began to lift his hand off just so you can feel more of that pressure than what you've been feeling. But notice, when you're a babe Christian, there's some things you don't feel yet. Because you're a babe. God allows you to grow more into it. And as I said, the more you begin to grow, the more he begins to lift his hand off of you so you'll be able to feel the pressure of this walk. See? We have to, you know, he's allowing us the time to grow and go through the process of growth. So we cannot quit the press and not endure the pressure and not make it to the breaking forth of the oil. See, the breaking comes when you allow God when we allow God to take us through the process, the oil will come, and the oil is the anointing. See, we wonder why some people have some strong anointing in their life. They first had to enter the pressure. Endure the pressure. Okay, excuse me. They had to enter the press. Endure the pressure. And as they endure the pressure, then the breaking forth or release happens. Now the oil is flowing. See, walking in the process of getting that oil is a challenge to you. It's not going to be easy because it's going to challenge you. It's going to challenge you because of you. Those areas in your life that you have not given to God yet or dealt with, those are going to be the very areas he's going to come to you. Oh, let me tell you, oh, it's ferocious. The testing that you have to go through, the enduring, it's not going to be just a simple, oh, you know, just a little door, a door. But when you go through this pressure, after you've entered the press and you're enduring this pressure, then comes the breaking forth, the releasing of the oil, and the anointing comes forth, destroying yokes. Amen. This is how your power is destroying. You're destroying power of God in the people's lives. When they pray, things happen. But see, we have to endure. We have to enter the press, endure the pressure, and allow ourselves to be broken, so God can get the glory. When we are broken, now God can use us and go forth and do what he designed to do. But if we're not breakable to God, if we're not going through the process with God, if we keep quitting before we get to the breaking point, God cannot use us. He needs us to go through the whole press, go on through to the end, and watch how God used you to do great and mighty things. See, I've heard the saying, where there's no sacrifice, there is no reward. We have to be willing to pay a sacrifice in order for us to walk in a reward. Why should I reward you for doing nothing? See, we have to endure something. We have to endure some things, some challenges that come our way in order for us to reap the harvest of what God wants us to walk in. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. So as we go back here, now I'm going to, as we kind of bring it all together now, okay, verse 3 says, and he humbled thee, he humbled you, and suffered thee, as if suffered you to hunger, and fed thee with manna. Amen. And manna was, what is this? Okay. Which thou knewest not. Neither did thy fathers know that he might, that he might make thee know that man do not live by bread alone. Let me deal with that for a second. See, all of you non-Bible readers, the ones who figure y'all can go weeks without reading the word, and let me tell you something. In order for you to properly endure your process, you need the word of God. The word of God is the meat, the thirst quencher of your soul to keep you going when you feel like giving up. It's going to be your meat sometimes when there's no meat. When you just need a reason to press forward, that's the word. And we have to understand the word needs to have the beginning and the end, the final place in our lives. As he allows us to go through that pressure, now he's beginning to do a work on the inside of us. As he's working that word inside of us, now that word is working, helping us to endure, helping us to chew on, meditate on. As we begin to chew on that word, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew my strength. They shall renew my strength. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew my strength. And I'm sitting there and I'm rehearsing that scripture through my heart. It's ministering to me. Even me and the word becoming one together. There's a oneness taking place. Amen. And see, that's the thing that's awesome. But we have to be in a place to surrender. We can't be all across the place, but we have to be in a place to surrender, in a place for surrender. Set aside. See, God needs us to have that experience with him so he can begin to deal with our hearts and begin to sculpt us, shape us, and make us into the men and women God he's called us to be. Amen. So as God is called, matter of fact, I'm going to say this. Sometimes as you hear his voice, he's calling you from the press. He's drawing you from the press because he knows this is what's going to make reality real. Because now as you enter into that place, he's going to begin to cause some things to happen. Glory to God. So we have to trust him in the midst of this process that he's going to do exactly what he said he's going to do. And see, now his methods of doing it now, we got to remember this. I ain't like me. God's methods of operation is off the chain. He does some stuff sometimes and be like, why did I do that? But sometimes God will let some things happen in order for it to get our attention. So we have to understand that this process may be grueling, it may seem kind of rough, it may seem so challenging, but guess what? It is necessary. It is so necessary for you to get where you need to be. Glory to God. Let's get back into it again. Okay, he said, man shall not live by bread alone, but every word that proceeded out of the mouth of the Lord do man live. So we can't get to that place in God he wants to be without him and his word. I want him and his word. I want. So he goes on to let us see that because of his anointing, we're being preserved. Because of his breakthrough, anointed is on him, his breaker. We also possess and walk in that as well. Glory to God. Verse 4, the raiment waxed not old upon thee, neither did thy feet swell these 40 years. So in most cases where the stuff was been worn out and he was dealing with serious pain, all kind of stuff, God sustained him. See, when we enter into the press and we're allowing the pressure to be applied, and as we're enduring the pressure, we're also being made on the other side. Jesus is working on us, dealing with us, breaking those things inside of us, wherever we need to be left, everything needs to be taken out, whatever God needs to do. That's what why we endure the pressure. As we endure the pressure, y'all have heard that song. You know, this is not the name of the song, it's the part of the song. He's killing you softly. That's what he's doing. That's what he's doing. He's killing you softly. He's allowing the pressure to be applied to you to basically get you past yourself. And that's a very important thing. When God gets us past ourselves, now we can truly embrace his presence. Now we can truly go in. Now we can truly give our all so we can produce. It comes from mighty things. So glory to God. So as we continue in, amen, almost finished. Amen. He began to deal. He said, the raiment was waxed not old upon thee, neither did thy feet swell these 40 years. In other words, even in the midst of your season of time going through, God is a sustainer. He will sustain you in the trying storms and in everything that come your way. He's standing right there, protecting you and guiding you. If you allow him to, he can do it. Glory to God. Okay, now let's go back. Matthew 26. Go to Mark. Yes. Let's skip on, go down to verse. Let's go to verse 4. And when they come nigh to him, for the press, they uncovered the roof where he was. See, you have to be willing to enter the press. Now, this is a situation. There was a place that Jesus was, and it was crowded. People could not get in. But these four guys, they had a friend who was paralyzed, and they knew within themselves, if he got this person to Jesus, then Jesus could actually do here to bring you, be able to bring him forth. So they tried to enter the press. And in the midst of the press, it was a lot of pressure that they couldn't get through. Here's the breaking. As God begins to deal with you in the midst of your pressure, because remember, you have to enter the press, but even upon the pressure that's applied, upon this pleasure that's provided, now we see the hand of God breaking us. He breaks us so now the oil can come forth. That's what it means. When you're broken by God, you're brought to a place of humility. You're brought to a place where God can use you. Your ability to lead and follow stands out. He begins to use you because now he's breaking you. All right, now let me get past that part there. Amen. And I want to just go ahead and sum it up right here where I need to go. Let's go to Luke chapter 22, and we're going to finish it off right there. Luke chapter 22. But God is preparing us for greater. He's ready to do marvelous works. He's ready to perform his word by signs and wonders following. Amen. So let's go down to Luke 22. Okay, yes, Luke 22. Okay, here we're going to go. Okay, let's move down to verse 31. Okay. All right. So we come to this place of where Jesus is ministering to the people. Okay. All right. And he is at. Oh, wait a minute, that's not the right one. Wait a minute, I'm sorry. I was looking at the wrong one here. Give me 1 second. Give me a tap in. Break. Engage. All right. Break, engage. That's when I get the wrong one. Okay. Okay, well, I'm going to make mention of it until I find it. But anyway, I'm going to where he began to feed the 5,000. Okay, where he was about to feed the 5,000, he came for, and he is looking at what do we have to eat? And he gave the followers, he had the son of this young man who had the followers to fish. Okay, this is what I was going to look at, just to verse 19. We talked about the, I could still use this. Let's go there. Luke 22, verse 19. And he took bread and gave thanks and break it. And, I still can use that. Praise God, I still can use that. Okay, he took bread and gave thanks and break it and gave unto them, saying, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. Now, let me deal with that now. Okay, so we're talking about the press, the pressure, and the breaking. And we understand that we have to enter the press in order for the pressure to be applied. And when the pressure is applied, there's going to be a breaking that comes forward. Now, so here it is. Jesus was preparing himself for the breaking. He's preparing himself. He came to the table, and as he began to serve them, he said, and he took the bread, which was his body. He gave thanks, he blessed it, and break it. So it's fair to say when we go through the press, when we enter the press, and we endure the pressure, that's where God can bless us for the breaking. So he blessed them for the breaking. And so he lifted up, he break it, and he said, this is my body, which is given for you. See, that place of the breaking is a place of humility where we actually, open our hearts and allow God to really deal with us. And see, when we allow God to really deal with us, now He can get the glory out of our lives. See, unless we, that's why we have to be submissive to authority. We have to submit ourselves. When people say, I don't need a covering, I don't need this and that, you know, let me tell you something. Let me deal with you right now. Let me deal with that. Because when we think that we don't need this to be submitted to a leader, that's a sign of pride. That's their pride. Because, see, you feel like you don't have to be taught anything. You're thinking that you arrive. No, we need, now even if it's not even so much the part about learning, let me deal with that. Even if it's not so much so much about learning, but it's also the thing of humility. You ought to be able to humble yourself enough to surrender to a higher authority. Some who you allow yourself to be not only in agreement, but you also be submitted to. You gotta be submitted to someone. Submission is a place of power. When you submit it to authority, that gives you the power to operate and rule and do what God has called you to do. And when you're not, it puts you in a place of danger. So not being submitted to an authority is not a sign of weakness. It shows strength that you understand that when you submit yourself, now God can trust you to let you release power to you. Because why? Because you submit to authority, you give yourself to someone who you answer to. See, even though we are in authority, but we're still under authority. Even me, myself, is submitted to a higher authority. Even though I am in authority, but I'm also under authority. See, even Centurion soldier acknowledged that. He said, I'm a man in authority, but he's also under authority. He had to follow the rules too. He had to follow protocol. And so sometimes we think that we can bow out from that. We don't have to do that just because we know a few things. Now, God teaches me alone. I mean, God can teach you some things, but the thing is, God is not going to do it all by himself. He placed men. Let me say this. He gave gifts to men. He gave some apostles, some prophets, some pastors, some evangelists, some teachers. There's a reason why he gave those gifts. To help teach. See, to help teach and preach the word of God, to bring us to a place of edification, to build us up, to strengthen us. But if we don't submit to authority, God is not going to be so anxious to put us in authority. See, so the longer you be in a place of rebellion and not be submitted to authority, God can't get the glory of your life the way he wants it, because that shows a sign. That's a sign. And listen, and not saying that when, you know, people get hurt, things happen. But you know what? The thing is, you cannot blame every leader for what one leader did. You have to get back in compliance with God and submit yourself to authority. Just because that one leader hurt you, or maybe even two leaders hurt you, that they weren't God. But we have to get to a place to where we understand and realize, guess what? It's not about your feelings, but it's about the authority that we carry, upon our lives. God is expecting us to come up higher in this place of authority. But at the same time, if we're not submitted, we cannot even be broken. And when God breaks you, that means you're unbreakable, that you're broken to God, but unbreakable to the world. When God breaks you, now you're in the place of submission to God. Now God can use you. See, when you're in your own way, you can't do it yourself. And some people think they can. You can't do it by yourself. We need God. We have to allow him to deal with us. We have to allow him to break us. Amen. So we can be used of him. Okay. Matthew 14, and this is going to, I'm just going to read through this right quick, and we'll get out of here. 14, verse 16. And Jesus said unto them, They need not depart. Give ye them to eat. And they said unto him, we have here but five loaves and two fish. He said, bring them hither. See, as long as we have a shortage, whatever it is, as long as we hold it for ourselves, we actually hindering ourselves. In other words, you need to let God give it to him. Turn it over to him. When we change authority, make the transition, he can do it. And he commanded the multitude to sit down on the grass, and he took the 5 loaves and 2 fish, and he looked up to heaven and blessed it and break it. So see, we're talking about that breaking now. And break it and gave the loaves to his disciples and the disciples to the multitude. You see how they're ranking? He served his disciples first. Then his disciples would serve the multitude. So understand, when God breaks you, he's breaking you for his use. He's breaking you to really use you for his glory. He's breaking you also to be a witness to others. So those three witnesses here. See, the first one, he breaks you for authority. So here it is, he gives his disciples first. They need to receive this breaking, so they could be encouraged and do so. Then after they received the breaking, then the disciples gave it to men. See, people need to see your godly example of submission. People need to see that you, as a man of God, that you're not afraid to submit to the high authority. Then you're not afraid to submit, even in the midst of what you're going through. Let me deal on that level there again. So even as you're going through the hard press, you have to endure hardness. You have to endure pressure. God wants you to be able to do that stuff so he can bless you and break you and give you to men. So even in this case, when God wanted to use you, he wanted to get the glory out of your life by using you in an awesome, unique way. So as he ministers to you and he gets your attention, this is the time to submit. When he wanted to use you and you're trying to figure God out, just stop trying to figure him out and let him work it out. We just submit. In other words, whatever God, whatever you want to do, let's do it. I'm submitted to you. Lord, I'm not going to try to figure it out. But even the same way for 4 and 7, as he goes through the talk, see, we have these treasures in the earthen vessels. Bottom line is, as you enter the press, you endure the pressure. The pressure comes to break you. Not kill you, but to break you. And as this pressure breaks you, when it comes down to it, it breaks you to bring forth those treasures and gifts. See, some things, until we're broken to God, it's going to be kind of hard for us to see what all God has for us. And so even when you're broken to a place where you are that place within God, now when pressure comes upon you, you can endure pressure from the earth. You can endure pressure from man. It's not going to so easily break you. Why? Because you endured it with God. You stood through the test with God. You let him prove you. So now once God's proving you for himself, who's man? Man can't stop you. So glory to God. If there's anyone who have a question, comment, need prayer, the number is 347-945-5416. 347-945-5416. Because see, there's so many ways this message can go pertaining to the breaking. But we know for one thing is for certain, when we enter the press, we have to press, and sometimes we're going to be pressed. And that press produces pressure. With this pressure, God's going to allow this pressure to break us in the sense of causes to go to a different place of humility. Or into this place of pressure, he strengthens you to endure so you'll be able to handle pressure. And the last part of it is, as you endure in this pressure, you go to a pressure point, and now the oil is released, the anointing is released, because you've been proven. You withstood the pressure, and you did not give up, you did not quit. So I challenge you tonight, go from the press, the pressure, to the breaking. Let God help you through the process, and let him bring you all strong. Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for what's been said and done. Thank you, Lord God, for even as you deal with our hearts. Lord, let this word, thank you for letting this word find us right where we are in Jesus' name. That we live a greater life of obedience, Lord God. We choose to follow you, Lord, and we choose not our own direction, but we follow you, Lord. Thank you for ordering our steps in Jesus' name. Thank you for the manifestation of change as it comes forth. Deal with our hearts, Lord God, that we should go deeper in you. In Jesus' name we pray. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. Do we have any questions? Amen. Comments, concerns at this time? Amen. The floor is now open. Amen. Very quickly. Amen. Hallelujah. Press 1 to get in the queue box. We might have a comment or question. Press 1. Glory to God. All right. Praise God. Praise God. No questions, no comments. Amen. Amen. Okay. All right. Well, praise God. We thank God for the word tonight. And we thank God for that press to the pressure. Amen. And then to the breaking. Amen. So we thank God for that breaking place. And see, we're not talking about a place where you break down and lose your mind. No, not that the breaking. But we're talking about the breaking of that place of submission to God. That we're so, that we're submitted. We're giving him that time. Hallelujah. So we're going to give God all that he deserves about us in our lives. So amen. So we thank God for the word. Amen. Thank God for all you listening tonight. We pray that you was blessed. We pray the word followed you somewhere tonight, that you have something to go back and meditate on. And in the meantime, God bless you. May heaven smile upon you. In Jesus' name, amen.
You know, $68, $70 difference in price on ours. And everybody, all you gotta do is go to the V platform, the V travel, the back office, and if you haven't got your pin, go get your pin and play around with it and start using your money. So watch out what savings you can make. You can save yourself hundreds of dollars, you know, tens of dollars to the